This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Powerful storms have killed at least 18 people in Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Kentucky. Justin Hurst lives in Marion County, Arkansas. He says the storms destroyed his home.
We felt it hit the house and just felt it started sucking air up through the walls and the windows. I heard the roof go. I started worrying about my brother because, of course, his house was out here in the middle of it all.
He was heard there on KATV in Little Rock. Forecasters say this morning the weather risk shifts to the east from Alabama to near New York City. And overseas, Papua New Guinea is asking for international help after last week's deadly landslide. The AP's Charles de Ledesma on what a government official there is saying.
In a letter seen by the AP to the UN resident coordinator dated Sunday, an official from the National Disaster Center said the landslide buried more than 2,000 people alive and caused major destruction at Yambali village in Enga province. Estimates of the casualties have varied widely since the disaster occurred, and it's not immediately clear how officials arrived at the number of people affected here. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Palestinian health workers say Israeli attacks have killed at least 35 people in Rafah, the city in Gaza. This 2 days after the International Court of Justice ordered Israel to end its military offensive in Rafah. Israel says it hit a Hamas installation. At Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York, lawyers for both sides are scheduled to make their closing arguments tomorrow, Tuesday. And on this Memorial Day, President Biden will lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. Many places are closed. Government offices, post offices, the stock market and banks also closed. This is AP News. It was kind of a slow weekend at the movie theaters, says the AP's Margie Zarletta.
Movie audiences stayed away from theaters this holiday weekend in spite of two high-profile releases.
No shame in hate. It's one of the great forces of nature.
Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, made $25.6 million domestically, while the Garfield movie made $24.8 million, according to studio estimates. Both movies are claiming the number one spot because of earnings estimates for Monday. The real story is that it was the weakest Memorial Day weekend for movies in nearly three decades, with the exception of the COVID-19 lockdown in 2020. The third place movie this weekend was If, followed by Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes and The Fall Guy. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Unhappy Toyota reportedly will end its big sponsorship deal with the International Olympic Committee after this year's Paris Olympics. That's according to reports in Japan. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.